People are tired of sacrificing their lives on the altar of rotten companies, delusional leaders, unnecessary bailouts, and continuous lies, and they should be, except for a privileged few at the very top. Most folks feel like blind people in a dark room searching for a black cat that isn't there. That's the new American dream. That's the North American dream. It's a nightmare, and this is your wake-up call. You know, I hate to alarm you, but I've got to be straight up with you. I hear from people all the time who've lost everything after 30 or 40 years of playing by the rules. Guys, decent guys, who are the millionaires next door. Gals who invested conservatively. Decent, kind people who feel betrayed, and they should. They played by all the rules, and they lost while Wall Street hedge fund gamblers made millions. I talked to a friend the other day who just lost his family business because of the meltdown, and he literally was depressed. He admitted it to me about all the ball games and piano recitals and family vacations he sacrificed just to work 60-hour weeks in a business his granddaddy started. He was proud of. This guy had just spent $20,000 by borrowing money he didn't have for his last little girl's wedding, his daughter's wedding. And before he walked that little girl he loved down the aisle for the last time into the arms of another guy, as they sat in the waiting room and the music began, that was his cue. He said, "You know what, Yarnell? My little girl looked at me and said, 'Daddy, thanks for all the hard work you did to make the money to give me a good life and college and a fancy wedding.' And then she looked up with tears in her eyes and said, 'I wish to God we would have had the time to get to know each other.'" He said, "Yarnell, you know, I just wish I could get my life back. I wish I could live it over. I walked her down the aisle crying, and all our guests thought it was because I was happy." Young people can't find work. We've got a brand new crop of 100 million great and wonderful young people. They're called the millennials. And most 25-year-olds are riding around on skateboards and little chimpanzee bicycles. Now, hard work on a union line used to mean something. Yeah, I mean, it was mind-numbing, but it was good enough for my grandfather and millions of great Americans until corporations figured out how to screw people in poor countries by paying them 25 cents an hour and shoving them into miserable company slums. Benefits and fair pay are over, folks, and they are not coming back. Companies don't care about you. The first chance they get to replace their best people with computers or outsource their work to China or India, they'll do it. Folks, they'll throw you away like an old worn-out pair of boots. In April of 86, when I first heard this information, I was a broke minister living in absolute mediocrity. I had no money, no degree, no business experience. I was a pauper. InterFirst Bank was taking back my car. I was depressed. I had no place to turn but the mirror. And then I found out about this option. I had no choice but to take action. I didn't have an exit strategy. I didn't have a fallback position. When I did, my dad told me I was nuts. My friends laughed at me. Everybody said I'd lost it. In April of 87, 1 year later, I paid off all my debts and had enough money to move into a million-dollar ski-in, ski-out mansion in Aspen, Colorado. After 1 year of hard work, I got to take 2 years off. 30% of people still think that a job will save them. 30% are shipwrecked in their pajamas or underwear in front of a computer trying to figure out how to get something for nothing. And the other 30% are waiting for the universe to dump abundant prosperity into their lives because they're repeating positive affirmations every day or cutting out pretty pictures of watches and cars and putting them up on their refrigerator so they can attract them into their lives. Hey, yoo-hoo, it ain't happening. God is not some bearded conveyor belt operator prepared to send you Ferraris and Rolexes, and this universe was not created for capitalists who act like Peter Pan and refuse to grow up. Folks, it's cue time. The person who gave you access to this information has a paint-by-number strategy for effort-based wealth. Listen, folks, I'm just a messenger. You join our team and you'll become a messenger. That's what we do. We move information. This economy is in the crapper, but you've got options. This is the information age. You make money today by spreading information. It's time to drop your biases and go to work. It's cue time. I've taught maids and hit and run detectives and music store owners and unemployed managers how to go home, work hard for a year or two, and retire wealthy. And you know why most of them don't retire? Because the business is so much fun. We're messengers. We teach self-determination. We associate with positive, uplifting people. We have stuff that everybody needs, uses, and reorders. And they can't get our stuff from any store, so they got to come back to us. We're an army of messengers. Some of our messengers make $100 a month. Some make $1,000 a month. Some make $10,000 a month. Some make $50,000 a month. I've made over $100,000 a month many times. There's no cap on earnings if you join my team. You can depend on wealth through your home equity. Bull. You can't. That's a lie. You can't depend on wealth through a degree. That's a lie, too. You can't depend on a big company. That's a lie. You can't depend on Wall Street or real estate investments. Those are lies. You can't depend on the government, the internet, the lottery, or some secret ancient wisdom to save you financially. Those are all lies. You've got to depend on yourself, and that's the truth. It's cue time. And what do you got to do? Open your entrepreneurial mind long enough to take a 10-minute virtual tour. The person who sent you here has access to the whole Q story, and they can put you on the phone with me to answer your toughest questions 24/7. That's what I do. Don't fall for a substitute. If I'm not in the deal, it's a different deal. I'm in the Q. People are fed up with all the lies and 60-hour work weeks and meaningless technology. Everybody's looking for an honest option. The rules have changed, and we're never going back. Listen to me. I think this is a fair question. If hedge fund managers can make $10 million a month moving money around and producing nothing of value, if Congress is willing to send your tax money to financial corporations so they can pay million-dollar bonuses to morons who treat Wall Street like Las Vegas, don't you think you deserve some money? Don't you think you should actually work hard for 1 year in order to create absolute wealth and time freedom? Open your mind to new capitalism, and you can get in at the very top. Timing is everything. I'll see you on the beaches of the world.